Making the move to UNK, Nebraska Kearney Volleyball, 18-2. You got some big matches coming up, Bryn. I'm sure, no question, you're enjoying everything about being with the Lopers in Nebraska Kearney, aren't you?
Yes. It's just been very this weekend was a little bit rough, but now we're just deciding to come to practice and work on all the stuff we need to work on and hopefully bounce back this week. Because you know, we play UCO on Saturday, and they should be a pretty good challenge for us.
Yep, the conference schedule is always tough. Teams see you, and maybe second time around or something like that, and lost a couple of tough ones, Emporia State and Washburn, but it would have been nice to go undefeated this year, but that's always tough to do, no question. But you got a lot of volleyball. Those two losses, you just go back to work, and you try to move on to the next one, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It's just all about bouncing back after this past weekend. And realistically, it's not completely possible to remain undefeated because I feel like everybody's coming for us in the conference because there's a lot of hard feelings and everything's with it all being so challenging and a hard conference. But I think this week we'll just work on a lot of things we need to work on and bounce back and just focus on who's ahead of us now.
But you fit right in, moving in there once again, playing a lot of outside. Correct me if I'm wrong. Have they got you playing a little outside and middle or just pretty much outside?
So I actually got moved to the right side, okay. I want to say towards the beginning of the season for that. And then I ended up rolling my ankle the day that I was supposed to. And then I've just been kind of working my way back, and it was just a little, not so much of a linear thing that I wanted to be, but I eventually got fully back, and then now I've been playing actually some DS, some outside, some right side, just kind of been being wherever they need me to be.
Are you going to come back here pretty soon? Is that ankle healing up? I know those rolled ankles sometimes take a lifetime, it seems like, to get back and the swelling to go down. Are you thinking pretty sooner than later?
Yeah, I'm already back. I've been back for about 3-ish weeks, but it's just been kind of working my way back to what I was at before. And we are dealing with like some swelling, but nothing that will sit me out again for it. But yeah.
I know UNK, returned some kids from last year. Of course, you got Dynamite Setter and Peyton Neff back from North Platte High School, of course, and as an experienced center, boy, that's always good to have. She's been there and done that, and just a quarterback of your team, I'm sure, does a tremendous job, doesn't she?
Yes, she's our captain on the floor, and she really fills that role very well. I would say she's a dominant leader and someone who we look to in hard times when things are going downhill, but definitely it's so nice to have her out there, and especially with all of her experience and whatnot.
But a lot of girls, Carly Purdy from North Platte, playing a little more this year. You've got some other girls. He rotates kind of a lot of girls in there in and out, doesn't he?
Yes, that's one thing that we talked about the very first day of practice is that we had a lot of depth in a lot of different areas, and so it's kind of just always been like a big battle in our gym every single day. It's whoever shows up to practice and works their hardest is going to obviously get on the court, but we just have a lot of competition, and I feel like everybody handles it very well. They go out on the court super fearless and ready to swing, so yeah.
I know you got Arkansas Fort Smith on Thursday, but the Central Oklahoma one, that's the one you're the home match on Saturday, you're really everybody kind of looking towards?
Yes, UCO is actually ranked, was ranked in the top 5 there for a second, and it seems like they're, as of right now, UCO is their biggest rival, and they've had a pretty good year last year, and I think that's been carrying over to this year. I think they just have some injuries that are kind of setting them back, but we're ready to take them on this weekend.
I know you got Fort Hays State after that. That Fort Hays State-UNK rivalry, I think, in any sport is pretty big, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that game's a really good game to get our mojo back going and get some confidence building for Saturday. But I think that should be a good game. It's never should overlook anybody in the MIAA. It's a dogfight out here, I would say.
Coach Squires took you to Vermont to kick off the season, like for four games. I take it, was that the first time you've ever been to Vermont?
Yeah, actually, I've never had any interest of going up to Vermont, but it was a really pretty state. Reminded me a lot of Colorado, but in that sense, I don't know. It was just interesting to go up to Vermont and be up there.
Brent, I know you got some regular season games still to go, quite a few, but boy, that conference tournament, MIAA tournament's coming up. You still got about a month or so left, a little bit over a month, and before you know it, you're looking at early December and postseason. So that, as you all know, the volleyball season really rolls by in a hurry, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think it's already crazy that we're basically over the halfway mark in the season. I feel like we just started in August, and now the leaves are changing, and we're starting to get to the bottom of conference, so yeah.
But got a heck of a season, 18-2. It's pretty good. So staring another nice record in the face, that's for sure. And you're pretty cool with your decision of going to UNK. It's all worked out. I'm maybe a little worried, a little nervous at the beginning, but it's all worked out for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely a lot of anxiety switching schools for another time, especially with how everything ended at Regis and whatnot with the budget cuts and not like a bittersweet end to everything, but definitely happy with my decision of coming here. And it's exciting to meet new people and be able to work as hard as in the gym. I've definitely never been this challenged in my life in volleyball, I would say, but it's definitely a good decision on my part to come here.
All right, Brent, I've got to ask you the question. Did Coach Bonzell, has he talked to you? Did he coax you into doing track after volleyball, either indoors, outdoors, both? Did he talk you into it?
He did text me at the beginning of, I want to say the school year, and was like, hey, I heard you're coming to UNK. And I was like, yeah. And then he asked how volleyball was going. It was the midst of preseason. But surprisingly, as of now, he has not talked to me yet about high jumping at all. But I know that they are going through a lot as well. I think their jumps coach just died recently. So I think they're trying to find a new coach. I don't know if I'm – we'll see about high jump. I'm not entirely sure.
Well, he probably wants to leave you alone during volleyball. If that's your season, you don't want to be bothered and have that on your mind too. So would it be surprising if after the season, when it is done, if he shoots you a text or gives you a call or knocks on your door and say, hey, would you like to try it?
I wouldn't be surprised, but I think it's definitely something I'm still pretty open to. I've kind of just been really focused on volleyball before I've been looking at track for right now, especially because the program here is a lot different than Regis. I would actually have a facility and a lot of the coaching staff, but I'm definitely open to it. We'll just have to see where it takes us.
Finally, you're getting a chance, I'm sure, keeping your eye on your little sister here, Landry, here at McCook Community College. Older sister's getting ready for another college basketball season. You keep tabs, and they keep tabs on you as well. And mom and dad, of course, with no coaching duties, get a chance to travel a little bit more, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. It's so much fun having them at the games. They do a lot of split stuff because me and Landry have all of our volleyball games in different areas for the most part. Mine, they're all in basically like Kansas, Missouri, like Nebraska area. And then Landry's always in like Colorado, Texas. And in the past they have split, and they'll be at my game one night, they'll be at Landry's game one night, and then they'll just switch every weekend. I think last weekend was my dad came up to Topeka, and then my mom drove all the way down to Colorado. I don't know where she was exactly, but it's exciting for them, and I know that they love it. They're going to have their hands full when Mally comes too.
Good to talk to you, Brent. Thank you so much. Keep up the good work, and get that ankle. Keep it healed up.
Yep, that's what we're trying to keep it on a steady, at least manageable.